streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening to this show. I'm Doug Gottlieb, in for Colin Cowherd. We got a great hour for you. Rick Bucher is going to join us. We'll talk some Kyrie. Fascinating stuff going on in the NBA. There was Andrew Wiggins has given the double bird to the haters. We have old audio from an appearance I had on The Herd the day after. The day after the Andrew Wiggins trade to Golden State took place. Wait till you hear it. You guys remember Daniel Tosh? And what's interesting about Daniel Tosh is he's obviously a comedian, and he's a pretty good one, very irreverent, and has some, that dude has an ability to go places that few can go and no one has been able to escape recently, right? Like I saw this thing that Dane Cook's brother ran off with all his money. And I never found Dane Cook funny, but that devastates, really sad and devastates me that a guy that he was selling out arenas could go to where his own brother, you know, siphoned funds out of his account. Like that's tough. But I never found Dane Cook to be funny. Daniel Tosh, he started that Tosh.0. That was really funny. They had this web redemptions. Well, now he's on tour. I think he starts out in Vegas mid-July and then travels all around the country. He has a bit. Yeah, he has a bit that says money goes something like this. Money doesn't buy happiness. I mean, you do live in America because it buys a wave runner. Have you ever seen a sad person on a wave runner? Have you? Right. Try to frown on a wave runner. You can't. That's a great point. Speaking of which, if anybody wants to go out to the river and have me hang out, you know, like I got a buddy. I'm supposed to take one of my daughters to Oklahoma to visit family. And I got a buddy who's like, man, we got a place in the lake in Arkansas. Like, I don't have much time, but he's like, you want to come out on Friday, hit the lake? Who says no to that? Any of these people who said like, well, lake or ocean, totally ocean. Look, they both have a lot of redeeming qualities. And granted, there are some bad lakes. There are some ones that are murky. But dude, a lake or ocean and a wave runner, that's happiness. And you can only get those with money, right? They don't give away wave runners without money. So the idea that money can't buy happiness, not really true. Not really true. You can't buy happiness, but you can put your life in order and maybe create a more happy potential outcome. But money can't buy everything. You know, can't really buy love. Can't. I mean, look, do you want to be able to give people you care about the finer things? Sure. But that's not buying you love. You know what else? It can't buy culture. You just can't. And I had who tweeted me last hour? I had a tweet last hour. Antoine Staley says, culture? Because I talked about the Brooklyn Nets and their culture. They're not the Miami Heat. Antoine, respectfully, I know you have a blue check, so I have to say respectfully, if you don't know what the Nets had rolling before they had Kyrie and KD, just say, hey, I'm not in NBA circles. I don't know about the NBA. That's okay. We can't know about every league and everything that takes place, especially if you don't do this for a living. I do, and I can tell you that in league circles, the Nets, great culture. Kenny Atkinson had going, like those dudes were up off the bench. Everyone who went through Brooklyn was like, man, they're not great. They're not going to win a championship, but they are fun, and they are rebuilding it the right way. And, of course, we know the story of the day is Kyrie's been, hey, you want to sign and trade? Go find one, big boy. It feels like the Nets' end is near. Well, the Browns are left with this situation where they basically ran off Baker Mayfield in an effort to sign, and they did sign Deshaun Watson. And how do you know that you're Cleveland? And like, anything that Deshaun says about Cleveland, the only thing that matters is he wasn't going to Cleveland for a penny less than they paid him, or at least that's what Cleveland feared. And they fully guaranteed his contract. And you only do that, you only go above and beyond and give somebody the most ironclad contract in the history of the NFL if there's a lack of self-worth there, right? I think the Browns thought that they could buy culture. Right? Like, all right, we got a bad culture. You know, Freddie Kitchens, just let this thing go awry. Let's go hire Kevin Stefanski and then we'll go out, we'll get, you know, like, you can't buy those things. You just can't. You have to grow them. You have to grow them. So there's just not sympathy around the National Football League because they tried to buy their way out of a pickle. Right? Here they had Baker Mayfield, and at first they were sold on Baker, and then they weren't, and then Baker lost the locker room, and yet they had a fifth-year option that they picked up. They're stuck with him for $19 million. Like, what do we do with this? We can't unload him. Oh, we can get Deshaun Watson. Let's just buy our way out of it. You can't. And look at where they are now. The Browns, despite having an immense amount of talent, like two deep running back, talented tight end, wide receivers, defense. They have a lot of things that a lot of other teams would envy. But their culture's a mess. Complete mess. And now, the guy who you've given the keys to the kingdom for, reports are the NFL is going to seek an indefinite suspension of Deshaun Watson, lasting at least 1 year. Now, you can say whatever you want. They'll come out and go, look, we expected all this. Like, I'm pretty sure you did not expect a year-long suspension. And there's no possible way you could have expected this sort of pushback. And look, Deshaun Watson is very talented. He's good. Is he great? I would argue he is not. I know he led the league in passing. They were a bad football team. All right. Let's keep in mind he's had two ACL surgeries. He does hold on to the ball a long time. And by the time he plays for the Browns, it will be at least 2 years away from 2 years removed from his last NFL game. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he's going to carry the scarlet letter of the longest suspension for this type of behavior to ever start at quarterback in the NFL. You're going to lose a portion, not all of. And look, we've all lived long enough to know that the best thing for a career is when you have these sorts of incidents or series of incidents or bad behavior. Just hope it happens early on or to the middle of your career because you have a chance to rebuild it. I mean, look at Tom Brady. I mean, it didn't happen in the middle of his career, but like if you go back to Deflategate, he was despised by NFL fans. Now he's beloved. So there is time to rebuild that image. But when you're trying to rebuild the culture and you don't have your quarterback for likely a year, and the quarterback making starting quarterback money isn't welcomed in the facility, and Jacoby Brissett, while a good, respectable dude and quarterback, like operating somebody else's heavy machinery, good luck with that. You can buy a lot of things in life. And I do think there's a level of happiness that you can purchase. Shout out to Daniel Tosh. But you can't buy love and you can't buy culture. And the Browns tried to do that. You know? I mean, like, look, it's pretty obvious. Deshaun gets there. Oh, let's all take a trip to the Bahamas and nothing to see here. I'm your leader. Let's go to the Bahamas and throw the football. Like, you're not even going to be the quarterback this year, dude. So you're going to lead us when you're not actually going to lead us? Very confusing. It's very confusing. Coming up next, the Kyrie Irving situation with the Nets is fluid. Right? The report earlier today was that that he has sought and received permission to find a sign-and-trade partner. Then Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski, comes out and says, hey, nobody wants to sign and trade for him, but he could opt out and sign with the Lakers for $6 million. He's got to make that call this week. What happens next? And then what happens to Kevin Durant? Rick Bucher, join us. We'll get to that next in The Herd.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors Dippers love, mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General Tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Doug Gottlieb for Colin. This is The Herd on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. And congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche. There's some baseball out there to discuss. A little Deshaun Watson. There'll be news, I think, this week. But the big story of the day you woke up, and the Brooklyn Nets have been asked and offered accepted the request of Kyrie Irving's camp to seek a sign and trade. Go for it. Go for it. Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN reported that nobody really interested. Lakers are interested, but it would have to be he would have to opt out of his $36 million player option and take a $6 million deal this week. Rick Bucher joins us, Fox Sports 1, covered the NBA for years. Let's start with the obvious. Is this repairable? Because when I look at the, hey, I want to sign and trade, go for it, that feels like, all right, this is a divorce, it's over. But is there any possibility of repair?
I don't see it. Not with those involved, and not with the star power of a Kyrie Irving. I mean, he's drawn a line in the sand. And this is also a Kyrie Irving who has said, you know, I'm not a puppet, or you guys are puppets, I'm not a puppet. And the idea of him coming back to the Nets with his tail between his legs because no one was interested, or because he didn't want to take the $6 million vet minimum to join the, or mid-level, whatever the exception is, in order to join the Lakers, I can't see that happening. He's going to have to make the best of a very difficult situation now because I've heard the same thing. Like, the market out there, the impression that Kyrie Irving has and that other players have. I found it interesting that we've had any number of players in the league who have, in one way or another, defended Kyrie Irving or suggested that he's, you know, all-time 75 grade, he's better than people are recognizing. And I started thinking, you know what? All the guys that I've heard that from have never played with him, because I don't question Kyrie's talent. I question the ability to play with him as a teammate.
So what happens? I mean, does he? I mean, like, look, everyone says I want to play with LeBron and the Lakers.
Yeah.
The Nike deal's going away for now. I understand. Like, well, I'm just saying. People always say, like, I'll do it. Money doesn't matter. Like, okay. Right. Is he going to take a $30 million haircut to play for Lakers?
Yeah. Well, there have been a few guys who have. David West immediately comes to mind.
How'd that work out for him?
Well, ultimately ended up winning a ring with Golden State. So,
went to San Antonio, it was a bit of a disaster.
Yep. Okay. No, he lost some money in the process. But again, I would say that he did what he wanted to do. I'm never going to fault a guy for that. Or even if it doesn't work out, if he takes less money and he goes to where he thinks he has a better chance at winning a ring, I'm not going to fault a guy for making that decision. The problem here is that's not what's going on with Kyrie. This is really a battle of wills in terms of who gets to do what. And from the time that Sean Marks spoke after the season, he made it very clear in so many words,
right,
that they were wresting control of the franchise back, that it was no longer going to be Kyrie, we're just going to go along with whatever you decide when you're available, when you're not available. And it was, no, we're going to have a, if we're going to re-sign a contract, it's going to be one that has some stipulations in it, has some incentive clauses, and it's not going to be a long-term deal. We're going to keep you on a short leash. And Kyrie balked at that. And now he's finding out that, dude, you may not find a better deal than you had with the Nets. But that turning back, I don't see him now accepting a shorter deal or an incentive-laden deal with the Nets. To your point, I just feel like this has turned a corner now, and the only question I have is, does KD follow him out the door? And I don't know that definitively at this point, but I would not be surprised.
I wouldn't either. I would say that KD would be smart to let the dust settle and see what it looks like.
Yep.
And you know, then there's Ben Simmons that even played a minute yet. Like, what do they do? Right. What do they do there?
Right.
Okay. So, but what are the realistic options for Kyrie?
They're not very good. Even with a sign and trade with the Lakers. The Lakers can't afford to do that because the Lakers can't afford to give away any talent. Even if there was, you know,
Horton Tucker.
Yes, Tucker. Even if he was thrown into the deal, or they took a piece here or there, Austin Reed, whatever it might be. Like the Lakers are in a place where I don't know that Kyrie Irving, just adding Kyrie Irving outright changes them demonstrably. Draymond Green saying they won't beat the Warriors, but they'll be contenders. I don't see Kyrie Irving solving the Lakers' ills, and I don't really believe that LeBron James is enthused about the idea of adding Kyrie Irving to the equation, especially when it's not Russ Westbrook going out the door. It's either all of them playing together or you let Westbrook go and you're not getting anything back in that regard. And John Wall, Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, I mean, the bottom line is everybody keeps trying to like figure out this Rubik's Cube of the Lakers. How do we make them relevant again? How do we make them a contender again? That's just a bridge too far for where they are and what they have, the resources that they have. And where LeBron James is in his career, like Kyrie Irving comes in and takes shots and scores. But does LeBron James want to revert back to being a playmaker as opposed to a scorer? If he wanted to do that, he could have done it this past season. I actually do think,
look, they'd be better. I don't know what the rest of the team is. And as you and I have discussed before, they're both completely different. You know, LeBron is not nearly the defensive player that he used to be. Not close. Nobody would be. But Kyrie is, in many ways, at least offensively, what the doctor would. They need somebody else who can create shots, you know, with the first unit, with the second unit, all that stuff. But again, you still have the Russell Westbrook turd contract, you know, like, well, what do you do with this stink ball? And then I don't know how you form the rest of the roster. And what LeBron has feasted on in the past is veteran guys who want to win a ring. Well, one, the league has gotten much younger, and those veteran guys, we saw Andre Iguodala, like that dog doesn't hunt anymore. It just doesn't. Look what happened with Brooklyn this year, right? You couldn't play LaMarcus Aldridge, and you really couldn't play Blake Griffin, even though they tried late. Like all those aging guys, they aged out. So
well,
I don't know what.
The other thing, is Kyrie going to score at the level for the Lakers that it's going to compensate for what is already a poor defense getting worse.
No. You and I are lockstep on this. Not enough people give the proper amount of respect. They think that the Golden State Warriors won because Steph Curry makes crazy threes. Yeah. Like, that's not why they won because Boston couldn't score.
Ratcheted up.
Boston couldn't score, couldn't stop turning the basketball over, and yep. Golden State cut down their turnovers from, you know, the pre-KD era when they turned it over too much. I mean, that was a big portion of it. And yeah, Steph Curry hits crazy threes as well. Rick Bucher joining us from Fox Sports. When I'm Doug Gottlieb in for Colin, it's the Herd. Okay, so I did see that Damian Lillard posted on his IG, you know, a picture of him and KD.
Yeah.
But this would be huge for KD, right? This is because he's kind of laid out, like, again.
Please make it happen. Doug,
what,
to Portland? Happen.
To Portland?
Yeah.
I want him to play with the Knicks, or Boston, stay somewhere east, whatever. And I don't know, is Portland scenario for you?
I think giving Damian Lillard a legitimate chance to go up against Steph and the Warriors in the West, I would just love to see it, and I would love to see KD back in that mix, trying to show that he was, you know, for anybody, Warriors fans, whoever, questioning what his contribution was to them winning those two championships. Like, I would just love to see it. I would just love to see, I mean, between Memphis, Golden State, Portland, God, this is like
Denver. Denver's gonna get Jamal Murray back.
When it comes to
the Clippers will have Kawhi and Paul
George. Yes. But I just mean the added incentive of, you know, we've had all this barking back and forth between the Grizzlies and the Warriors, and you throw in Damian and KD. I'd want the season to start tomorrow. That would be so good.
Can I ask you a question? Rick Bucher joining us.
Yeah.
What the hell is Orlando doing in the draft? Like, again, you can take Paolo Banchero. He's tremendous. Okay.
Yeah.
He's most likely, because he's more physically developed, his game's more physically developed, more developed, like, he's more likely to be rookie of the year. I get it. Okay. Maybe Jaden Ivey, because those guys are just going to run and play and he'll get the ball in his hands. But Ike, you can take him, but you don't interview him. You don't work him out. You had the number one pick. You don't have to play coy. And oh yeah, by the way, everyone knew Oklahoma City was taking Paolo Banchero, right? Everyone. Mm. So you couldn't have engaged with the possibility of switching with Houston like Danny Ainge did to get more picks. Like, I like John Hammond. He did a nice job. He was with the Bucks. What the hell are they doing in Orlando?
Yeah, well, I don't know that they didn't try. They didn't explore, like, can we flip? And that simply no one bit. Now, I don't know that.
But you don't bring him in for a workout or an interview? Like, are you going to – why would you buy a car? Why would you go test drive? That's like, man.
Yeah.
I really want a new car. Okay, what kind of car you want? You get any car you want. Like, all right, well, I went and test drove a Tesla, and then I went and test drove a Benz, and I decided to buy a Lexus. Did you test drive it? Like, nah, just saw the brochure and thought it was cool.
Yeah, I mean, I you're asking me to explain something that's very out of the ordinary. The only rationale I can see is that, Banchero's reputation and character precedes itself. Like, everybody knew that he was what a solid dude he was over the course of watching him play. If you do any background work on him, like, so if you're making a last minute decision and you decide, you know what, we don't really have a point guard. He can be more of a point forward than Jabari Smith. We've got a young coach. Banchero is very low maintenance. Like, I can see a way in which you're huddled up and you talk yourself into doing it at a point where, you just feel like, hey, this is where are we missing? What do we need answered that interviewing a guy would solve? And how any of that might have played into flipping the pick? We want everyone to think we are taking Jabari Smith so that Houston will make a play for him. That's the only explanation that I have.
Rick Bucher joining us. Okay, so I remember the Justice Winslow draft when New York Knicks media fans, right, lost their mind. Turns out that the Knicks were right to pass on Justice Winslow, right?
Yeah.
There's a similar freak out to getting out of the 11 pick in this draft, but it right. does feel like they're acquiring assets for something else. There's going to be a move here made. What is it?
Well, obviously they're opening up space to get a point guard and taking a run at Jalen Brunson and moving the lottery pick. I mean, obviously the rookie salary scale keeps numbers down from where they once were, but that's still a chunk of money with a lottery pick that you're not paying this year that doesn't count against your cap. So it works that way. I think it's more big picture in that, like, the 11th pick wasn't going to change who you are as far as the Knicks are concerned. And this is my issue with those that are like, oh, they gave it away, and did they get really? It was like, okay, who did you want them to take?
Yeah.
That was going to change. Like, I know that there was a movement out there, move up and get Jaden Ivey. Jaden Ivey's not changing your. Assets to get there.
Correct. Right. That's like, and oh yeah. By the way, what would Detroit want to have you move up?
Yeah.
Right? Like no one. That's why I don't blame fans because they're fans for a reason. But people in the media, like, it's either willful ignorance or you're just lying or stupidity. I don't know what it is. But it's like to go from 11 to taking Jaden Ivey when his dad grew up in Detroit and his mom played there and they want him and need him as a point guard. Like, that was like, they're not just going to go like, oh, you're the Knicks. You want to trade up. Here you go. Right. We'll just swap picks. We're good. Like, no, you got to give up a bunch. It's crazy. And Jaden Ivey's going to be a really good player. I think he's a freak talent athletically, but it doesn't make the Knicks a playoff team when you have to give up something just to get into the Jaden Ivey business.
So there's two big things that are affecting, that are working against the Knicks by people who supposedly have the Knicks' best interests at heart. One, Leon Rose not having spoken to the media since the preseason is crazy to me. Like, where the Knicks are, you need to cultivate the patience.
Uh-oh, did we lose him, guys?
Want to get done. You have to. And the other part is Stephen A. and Spike Lee, you know, with their heads in their hands on draft night. Oh, no, here we go again. Like, none of that helps. That just allows everybody to feed into the Knicks suck and they got to do something tomorrow to change the course of their franchise. They're not in a place where one move gets them anywhere. So this idea that, oh, no, we did it again, it's like, there was nothing to be done on draft night that was going to dramatically change things. And so I just feel like it puts this, it creates this sense of urgency. We should have done something yesterday. And it's that lack of patience and that belief that the Knicks are supposed to be a champion every year or a championship contender. And if they're not, they're failing miserably. That's why they are where they are. That's why they've had this streak of losing, because that's not how championship teams are built. And yet that's what the expectation is every single year.
Speaking of how championship teams are built, the Golden State Warriors, with the exception of Andrew Wiggins, and, you know, they fell into the Gary Payton II deal, but for the most part, like, they built from within. Yep. What do they look like when they play next year?
Well, I mean, obviously, they're still going to be really, really good, and I would expect that they're going to be able to retain, you know, they're not going to retain everybody. I don't know that Otto Porter is going to be back. Kind of depends on, does somebody throw some ridiculous money at Gary Payton or Kevon Looney that prices them out, but I would expect that the Warriors are going to do everything they can, even if it's overpay, in order to keep this crew together as much as possible. And I would say that they have to be the favorite going in next year, in the same way that I thought that it was really crucial for them to win the championship this year, because guys have to make sacrifices, and guys are going to have to continue to make sacrifices if they want to contend again. And if you don't win the championship, then Andrew Wiggins looks at his role and goes, well, I did all that, and yet I didn't get a ring out of it. And Jordan Poole looks at it and says, I want to play a bigger role. Everybody starts to think about themselves a little bit more. When you win a ring, it's, man, okay, I have to make some sacrifices, but I got the ultimate prize. I'm willing to do it again. I think that's what they have going for them that makes a huge difference in the way things go next year, even when it comes to guys taking a little bit less. The tough one is going to be like a Gary Payton, who's, what, 30 years old, mm-hmm. Has never had a payday. You know, this is his chance to cash in. And somebody throws some crazy money at him. I don't see any way in which he could say no. He's got a ring, and he gets, you know, financial security. I wouldn't blame him at all. But it's those pieces who I think are they're very important pieces. Those are the ones that the Warriors are probably going to have to overspend if they want to keep them.
Buke, great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us in the Herd.
Always a pleasure, Doug.
The pleasure is all mine. All right, here's what we're going to do. Andrew Wiggins has a message for all the haters. Am I one of them? You will hear the audio of the day after Andrew Wiggins was traded to the Golden State Warriors. That's next in The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General Tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Doug Gottliebman for Colin. This is The Herd. I saw this. This is an interview with Complex, where Andrew Wiggins, after winning a championship, doing a little bit of a victory lap, rightfully so. The question, you all were doubted when you got traded to the Warriors. There were people who said the Warriors' window is closed. They would never win a championship again, let alone get back to the finals. Does this make it even more gratifying to prove the naysayers wrong, the doubters wrong, or do you even pay much attention to that? Well, first, how many questions in that one question? A lot. Andrew Wiggins responds, when they talk, it's all motivation. When I first got here, everyone had something to say. Now everyone is quiet. It's good to just make those guys kick rocks. It's good. It's good. I wouldn't say everyone is being quiet and everyone had something to say. Essentially, that was negative. Here's the Wayback Machine. Colin asked me about Wiggins coming to the Warriors and why I liked it. And I said it was more than culture. Take a listen.
Yes, yes. But I don't think it's just environment, okay? Remember, he had a reputation that preceded him when he grew up in Canada, played at Kansas, as being a guy who he just played, not an alpha.
That's right.
Right? Not a killer.
Right.
And then that kind of got reestablished. And then remember, now they add Karl Towns. They add Jimmy Butler. That didn't work.
Right.
He's been through multiple head coaches, different front offices during his tenure, which is not a long tenure in Minnesota. I think it has to do with environment. Fit is a big thing. And expectations. It's the idea of they don't need an alpha. They don't need a beta. I mean, like, look, the leadership and toughness has already – the toughness is Draymond. The go-to guy is Steph.
The defender.
The defender and defensive leader, as well as best shot maker, shooter, you know, in the league is Klay Thompson. Like, he can just play not carry the burden of being a franchise player. And that fits who he is.
So it wasn't all naysayers. It wasn't all negativity. And it did play out as such. But it's interesting that, look, everybody hears the noise and no one or not enough people understand that so much of it's about fit and role as well as environment and culture and coaching and opportunity. Right? Opportunity. Let's get to Ryan Music with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, Doug. Turn our attention to the NFL here. One thing that all NFL fans around the league are probably keeping their eye on right around now is what's going to happen with the Steelers and their quarterback situation. Obviously looking to replace Big Ben as he steps into retirement. Well, they drafted Kenny Pickett. They signed Mitch Trubisky. And according to Mark Caboli of The Athletic, it looks like it's going to be Trubisky at this point. He wrote in his article for The Athletic, quarterback Kenny Pickett worked exclusively with the third-string offense in OTAs and minicamp, and that unless Trubisky gets hurt or plays terribly in camp and the preseason, it's difficult to imagine a scenario where he doesn't start the season as the number one.
I'm not a Kenny Pickett guy, per se.
Is it because he wears gloves?
Yeah, but I think he wears gloves because he has small hands and you're playing, you know, in an environment like that. I just don't think he, I mean, like, look, they're going from polar opposites. When you had Ben Roethlisberger, a giant of a man, who held the ball too long and, you know, tried to make every play, to a Kenny Pickett, who's a cerebral, get rid of it quick, get it out to somebody in space. Again, do I think it could work in the short term? Yeah, but when the weather gets bad, I don't think that's how the who the Steelers are. So am I willing to believe they're a really good team because they got a really good coach and a really good culture? Yes. But do I think a kind of punch and Judy quarterback who most believe was still overdrafted and overvalued because of the lack of top-end quarterbacks? Yeah, I think that becomes an issue at some point.
Yeah, it does feel like this isn't a great sign thus far. Especially considering in that draft, you looked at someone like Kenny Pickett. The whole idea was he had all of this experience, all of these starts in college, meaning he was probably the most pro-ready to come in and play right away, as opposed to some of the other quarterbacks, like even like a Malik Willis, who had tons of raw athletic talent, and he was going to need time to develop. You were more so hoping that Kenny Pickett would be the guy right away, and for him to already be in the third string slot behind someone like a Mitch Trubisky or someone who you know, Mason Rudolph, who aren't sitting here as like true franchise quarterbacks in the league. I'm sure if you're Pittsburgh, you were probably hoping for a little bit of a more promising showing from Pickett to be able to be that next guy.
Yes. I mean, like, look, they, this is what I've heard from Pittsburgh is that last year was a fraction of the offense they want to run because Big Ben refused to turn his back to the defense. Wouldn't do it. So there was no play action game because he refused to turn his back to the defense. I think the idea of Trubisky is if he doesn't have what he wants, he can run for it and he has experience.
Yeah.
Plus, he's a great guy. Mason has experience within the offense and within the system. There's obviously been some limitations. They wouldn't have drafted Kenny Pickett if they were all in on Mason Rudolph. But you're right. Like, everyone's different. Trey Lance was a guy who you expected to come along slowly because of the level he played. I only played one football game his last year in college. That wasn't the expectations for Kenny Pickett.
Transitioning to another team, this time in the NFC, that'd be the 49ers. We thought everything might have been mostly settled between San Francisco and wide receiver Deebo Samuel when he returned from his offseason trade request to attend mandatory minicamp. Although it has been pointed out that that despite him attending, he did not participate. And now NFL insider Jeremy Fowler is reporting that Samuel has still not formally rescinded his trade request as they have yet to agree on a new contract.
Hmm. Do you have to formally rescind it? Or do you just kind of sit out there? That's the weirdest thing. I would like to formally rescind my trade request. Again, like Deebo Samuel, he doesn't want to be used in the way in which they found a way to use him and be super effective. They want to pay him. They just don't want to pay him what he wants. He's under contract, and they can franchise tag him. This is one of those guys think they have a lot more leverage than they actually do, especially in the NFL.
Yeah, especially now with the new CBA, which is heavily punitive against skipping things like mandatory minicamp or holding out in training camp and the team's ability to levy heavy fines. It feels almost impossible or incredibly financially irresponsible, as the likes of a Le'Veon Bell once found out when he sat on an entire year and how that turned out for him. It also feels like at some point the 49ers are feeling as though we really need a playmaker like Deebo Samuel to help bring along a quarterback in Trey Lance that we need to develop given how much we invested to trade up and get him. And Deebo Samuel, probably the next best thing to a Shanahan-like offense would probably be what we're going to see in Miami with Mike McDaniel, their former offensive coordinator.
Yep.
But they just went and traded a bunch of picks for Tyreek Hill. So it's not as if between Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, they're somehow going to be looking to pay a bunch of money for Deebo Samuel. So likely his best option at getting the most out of his career is in San Francisco, too. He's just not happy with this current situation.
I think the Niners have some great football players, and Deebo's one of them. And the Niners have never said they don't want to sign Deebo Samuel. It's somewhere between the most money anybody's ever made and where he currently sits that they'd like to find a way to do a deal. And, you know, if you don't want to play ball, then you're under contract. We don't have to be forced to get rid of you. Plus, it's a bad time of year to get rid of somebody because the draft has already taken place, so we can't replace you in the draft. He's not going anywhere. That's my read. And that's Ryan Music with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
The cup thing is interesting, right? The Avs won the Stanley Cup last night, and I'm kind of fascinated by it. Like, everybody says, like, what would you do if you had the Stanley Cup? Like, I don't know. Do you have just like a chill night with your family and friends, or do you go do something spectacular? It's an interesting call. We also have a best for last, which, you know, I was originally asked, the best for last is, and you can send in your suggestions, at Gottlieb Show on Twitter and on Instagram, at Gottlieb Show. The five must-haves for a 4th of July. Are we doing cookout? Cookout. The Nets sold their soul. What was the price? Find out next. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.